This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante, a siblings podcast. In this week's episode, Peter tackles fantasy suites with the three girls. Will he make it with all of them? Will he finish off all of the dates? We will get to that in this episode. So we have a lot to tackle.
Yeah, I'm still recovering after that episode.
I'm still recovering after last week's episode.
True, very true.
Because we continue to see with Victoria her drama and how she can't finish a date without crying.
Yeah, she obviously was crying again in this episode, but I have to start off by saying I think that I've come to the conclusion that this has been the most edited season probably. By producers. And seeing tonight's episode and the fact that these girls all stayed under one roof, that has never, ever happened. And there is a reason for that. And now, once again, producers are meddling in and getting involved, and they're up to no good.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, we always see that. And what was the most toxic thing I felt like with this episode was the producers putting all three girls in the same, like, suite. And that was 100% on purpose. And I think it was because of Madison and how they wanted her to find out about.
They wanted them to feed off of it.
Of course. And it was just awkward. It was just awkward the whole time because they were all in the same suite.
And I don't think that's really fair for those girls, because you're being put in the situation where you have to come back after spending a night with Peter, whether
100%.
You know, you stayed together or not. You have to come back the next morning and face those girls. Exactly. It is a complete walk of shame.
And when they ask about the date, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, so.
Yeah, what are they supposed to say?
It ended like this. And I just think on producer's end, they just made it completely awkward, but I'm pretty sure they just wanted to stir up things with Madison by putting her in that situation where she does find out about the other girls and how far Peter got with them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm sure also they wanted possibly Madison to say something to the other girls, what she said to Peter, so that it just stirs up more drama and it creates their own opinions and just stirs the pot.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see if they had the dates reversed in the fact that Madison was maybe 100%. First or in the middle. Like, I think that with the way that Victoria is and how evil she has been, and Hannah Ann may have done it as well, to use that to their advantage and either to go talk about it with their date Peter and spill the beans before Madison can get to it, or even take advantage of the fact that she's, you know, she has this ultimatum. And if they want her to go home, all they have to do is stay with him and go back and tell Madison, and she'll leave.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely on purpose that Madison was the last date, because they wanted these girls to come back, and then they wanted Madison to question the whole relationship. Because this
and get her riled up.
This thing would have been, her date with Peter would have been completely different if Madison was the first, because Peter would have been like, oh, I did not finish off the fantasy suite in the way you didn't want, because he hadn't been with any of the previous three girls yet, because Madison would have been the first date, but they put Madison last on purpose.
Right. No, I totally agree. Well, let's start off with, we see that Hannah Ann has the first one-on-one date, and I'll be honest with you, I don't see, like, I love Hannah Ann from the beginning, and as the season went on, you know, there were other girls that I became more of a stan on, but I just don't see the connection. Like, he kept saying he's falling in love. He finally told her he was falling in love, and he kept saying, you know, it's true love. And he talked so highly of his feelings for her, but I didn't see it. Like, I saw it with Madison.
I think he's too caught up in the moment with Hannah.
I agree.
In the way of, they have so much fun together and that their dates are always fun, but Hannah doesn't challenge him like Victoria or Madison do. It hasn't gotten into a real relationship with those two. It's just based on the fun.
Right. And I feel like when he talks to her and all the stuff that he was saying today in this episode just felt like it was, he was just telling her exactly what she needed to hear. 100%. Like, he said, I'm 100% in. Like, how can you say that to her when you haven't decided if she's the one? Like, you can't tell a girl I'm 100% in it with you if she's, unless you're at the very end and you're like, yep, you're the one I chose.
Yeah, I agree. And also, building off that, it really makes you think about, we'll get to it later, with Madison, but if he does sleep with all these girls and it goes to that level, how do you look back if you are the person at the end and are like, wow.
Well, that's why Madison is having such a hard time.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I get it. I get
the whole concept. Yeah, me too.
Episode and where it comes from. But going back to Hannah Ann's date, they went on jet skis. I thought that was really cool. I thought it was funny they just left a jet ski sitting in the middle of the lake, the ocean, or wherever they were. I'm very curious who went back to get it. But he's definitely falling in love with Hannah Ann, but I don't think it's on the real level that he's falling in love with maybe Victoria or Madison. So I think, in my perspective, I feel like she's falling behind a little bit because she has not challenged Peter like Victoria and Madison.
I agree. 100%. So now we see them go to the fantasy suite, which, as a lot of people speculated, that it was going to be Hannah Ann in that scene, which Bachelor proved to us tonight that it was Hannah Ann up against the door. What killed me, though, was the next morning, they just, usually they show them waking up together. It's like ABC prolongs the whole, like, they really want to convince you that they slept together.
Yeah.
And I've seen it in the past where, like, they'll have them either wake up and you can only see the covers covering them, or, you know, it's, they're in their pajamas, but they have coffee together. And it was just like, all of a sudden it was the next morning and she was walking in the door and talking to the girls. Like, she didn't just, which we don't know, but what we think is that they, you know, they slept together.
Yeah.
How can ABC just ignore the whole fact that they just spent the night together?
Well, I've listened to interviews before with previous Bachelor and Bachelorettes where they're like, sometimes we really don't do it. And they're like, we played games. Like, we just talked the whole night. I think it was Becca and Garrett that were like, like, we didn't do anything. We literally just played, like, Monopoly all night, and we really actually got to know each other without the cameras. And I feel like that's what the fantasy suite should be all about, is actually talking to the person without cameras, without mics, because you're constantly mic'd up during your conversations. You can't say some things that you might say if you're talking in front of the camera.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know, it just confused me because I don't think I've ever seen ABC do, or well, the producers do that where they just ignore that whole, the next morning.
I think it could, it also could have to do with how this all goes down. And
right, that's what I was thinking.
When it comes to this situation with Madison leading up, maybe they don't want you to know until Peter confesses to it when he is on his date with Madison. They could want that build up and that suspense. But I think it definitely is interesting because usually they do show, like, them waking up, them having breakfast, and maybe talking about it. But
right, like, it doesn't even have to be anything to do with, like, sleeping together. It could literally be just, like, because we all know that if they go to the fantasy suite, whether they do anything or not, they're still sleeping over in the same bed. They're sharing the bed. So, like, we know it's going to happen. So I guess I was just like, why is ABC trying to hide it?
Yeah.
But so I thought it was, they flash back, or they keep going back and forth between the place that the girls are staying and these dates. And I was actually really surprised that Madison was opening up to Victoria and confiding in her, because we all know that, like, she is not the girl that you want to confide in.
Oh, 100% with her past this season. But also, Madison might not know, because Madison doesn't see these dates
Peter
and all this drama go down. So that could have something to do with it. But also, why would you tell anybody that in general? Like, when I believe she talked to Hannah Ann first about the whole situation with Peter.
I just wouldn't have told anyone.
No, I would not.
Except for him.
Because people look at you different. And then I feel like if I was Hannah Ann, I'd be like, yeah, it happened. And then that would make Madison run away even more.
Right.
And it only gets in their head. So you're only making it worse for yourself, I feel like. And it's creating drama within the house. And I don't like how... That's another thing that annoys me with how the producers put them all in the same house. They definitely knew that something like this would happen because of just how things turn out. And I that was probably golden for them. The producers probably loved this when putting it together because they got this discussion between Madison and Hannah. And then Hannah and Victoria when Hannah told Victoria.
Yeah. So I have to mention, so we see that Victoria goes on a date with Peter, and I'm trying to remember, but wasn't there an episode where, I know it was her, but I can't remember if it was a heights thing or she thought she was going to go skydiving or what, but she so scared to be in a helicopter and was freaking out, and then all of a sudden her fear of flying is gone?
I think it was one of the episodes where the note was like, let's fall in love or something about taking our love to a sky high level or something like that. And she freaked out. And then now there's nothing with
I know. That's why I feel like she's all about drama 100%. And like making a scene.
And with the fashion show episode where she did make a huge scene about something that she felt uncomfortable with. And then we get back to this helicopter where she made an issue before. And then it's just not an issue now.
Right. Like she doesn't stick with her word. Like, if you're going to say, oh, I'm insecure, then don't go, you know, flash yourself in a lingerie. Or if you're scared of an airplane, then don't just get in a helicopter and be completely fine.
I thought the date was nice between the two. I think you saw, I guess, a more real side of Victoria. I'm still not the biggest fan, but you saw more of her connection with Peter. We did get a little bit of, I guess, not drama, but... just Victoria being Victoria. Let's say that.
I just couldn't believe what struck me was when they were like having a moment and then she was like, oh my God, we haven't fought yet.
Right?
Like, how is Peter sitting in this date and just like ignoring everything that happened the past few episodes? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way that is not going through the back of your head.
Well, I was praying that this didn't become a usual Victoria date where she did run off and cry, and that's what I just didn't want to happen because she's pretty much walked away from every date, and then Peter has had to come after. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Victoria did end up getting the card and was invited to the fantasy suite. I'm not positive if it ended up escalating to an intimate level. I'm sure it did, knowing Peter and his past with all that. But
can I be honest? I truly think that he kept her because he wanted it. I think that he 100% slept with Victoria because I cannot understand how she is still here except for the fact that he wanted to sleep with her. Like, why else would you keep her there? It's just so obvious that she is not right for him.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I also have built off of my opinion that I think maybe Peter kept her because he didn't want to continue to lead Kelsey on. That's another thing I brought up in the last episode that maybe he didn't want to continue to lead her on and break her heart because he knew it was not going to be her. So he felt like he had to take Victoria instead. But we have seen a great connection with those two this season, Victoria and Peter. But I just don't think – I don't know with any of these girls if they're on that level to get proposed. If they're ready for Peter to get down on one knee with them.
I definitely will say if he keeps her next week, I am just going to be very shocked because he has said that he's falling in love with both Hannah and Madison and he has yet to say it to her. So, like, why would you keep her if you have these strong feelings for two other girls and you can't even bring yourself to say it to her? Like, why are you keeping her around?
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm just surprised she's still around. Week after week, we have seen that relationship be tested, but I don't think it's a tested in a way that it should be. It's just been constantly a conflict and the question of whether Peter should even keep her or not.
Yeah. Like, don't forget that she was a psycho last
yeah.
week.
Yeah, exactly. So we move on to Madison's date with Peter. I think it's the date everybody was waiting for because we'd finally get some answers questioned.
Yep.
Or questions answered. But I thought it was a crazy date, and I felt sick to my stomach just watching.
Oh, my God.
And looking
Same.
Down on
I would die.
Australia, I felt sick. And I've been to the top of Sears Tower, went there a few years ago, and I felt sick. And that looked higher, as well as not having that much protection around you. Could you, like, it's so high up with not as many barricades as it should.
If that was a straight elevator ride, I would have been fine. But the fact that they climbed the outside of the building, I would have thrown up. It was really.
I would have been scared shitless. And yep. I don't know if I could have walked that. And being able to, like, looking down and seeing whole, like, the beach, the buildings, and everything, I would just not be able to take it.
Yeah. I will say, though, this date just made, like, this whole episode, even though it ended the way it did, I am convinced that Madison is the one that, like, she is number one to him. I don't think he knows it yet, but it is so clear. Like, out of all three dates, it's so obvious. Like, their love is so obvious.
And I think Peter wanted to say it, but held back because he didn't want to ruin the season. But I think he wanted to tell her right there that he wanted it to be her in the end, but he couldn't. He sort of hinted at it in a way. He was like, don't leave. If you love me, you'll stay and trust me. And I think he tried to tell her without telling her. I mean, we were in the same spot last year with Colton, and he blatantly went out and was like, I'm sending Tayshia, I have to send you home. Hannah, I have to send you home. My love is with Cassie. And he didn't waste her time. And then he ran after her.
I'm wondering if he honestly just – there is a part of him that is just still not sure if – like, selfishly. There's nothing wrong with it, but selfishly, what's going through his mind is probably that he's not sure if he wants to be with someone who is either A, that religious, or B, saving herself. Like, some people, that's not for them.
Who do you think he's stuck between? Like, Victoria and Madison, Victoria.
No, I don't think he's stuck between anyone. I think he knows it's Madison, but I think that there is a part of him that doesn't want to commit because he knows that she is very faithful to her religion and very committed to the way that she was brought up and doesn't want to change that. And I don't know if he is ready to join that because I think that, like, yes, he's been the worst bachelor, but Peter is known for being, like, a very good guy. And you could tell, I mean, the way he handled her telling him that she's saving herself was, I felt very, just, he couldn't have handled it any better.
Yeah. And also, I bring up the point that I believe I brought up last week when I talked about the situation being similar to Luke P's of Hannah's season. And as it plays out,
it's nothing. It's not.
You don't see a similarity in it?
I don't think it's the same because I feel like the way that Luke P handled it, he was very ignorant in the way that he spoke to Hannah, where Madison is just explaining to Peter, like, this is how I was brought up and this is how I was raised. And she did go into detail about how, like, she has completely, this whole show has made her, you know, do things that she never thought she would do and that it went against things that she believed in, but she still stuck around because she really had strong feelings for him and her, the whole, she was breaking my heart in the way that she was explaining everything. Yeah. But I just think that she handled it very well with Peter and didn't, you know, come at him in the sense that, like, Luke P pretty much was like, you can't have sex with other people and was just very blunt about it, where she kind of said that, but I don't know. I just think that they were handled, and maybe it's because he's a guy and she's a girl and I'm being biased, but I just don't think that they're the same situations.
I sort of respected Madison in how she said it. Like, I get it. Could you imagine being in that situation and knowing the person you possibly get engaged to and then married slept with somebody else a week before your engagement?
She's completely right. 100%.
It sucks that the show is brought up like this, that they are put in that situation, and I understand where she's coming from, but I just don't think you should say it. I guess it's different with her situation because she is a virgin, and this is all, I guess, new to her in a way, but it's just you signed up for this. You knew if you were going that far, there was always that opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to change their mind. He might be stuck between these three girls, and he doesn't know, and that overnight might help the whole situation and help him decide who it is going to be at the end.
I just think, yeah, her expectations are very unrealistic in that sense, because you're right. She, you know, she didn't know what she was getting into. But also, like, I will say, Colton, at least, like, yes, it was really annoying that they, like, made his whole message about that. But at least he was upfront from the beginning and let Becca know. So, like, if Becca wanted to send him home day one because of that, she could. Where Peter didn't really have that opportunity. So Peter got to fall in love with her and then have to make that decision, which kind of isn't fair for him. Because, like I said, not everyone is going to feel the same way that she does when it comes to your faith. So I just think that if she was, she really should have told him this ahead of time and how she felt and then let it play out. And if, honestly, you still ended up in the end, Peter knew all along, and you can put, like, the blame could be put on him.
Do you think that this was another producer call where maybe they told her to wait?
No, I think that she did that because selfishly, who wouldn't do that? You know, in the back of your head, she knows that Peter is very well known for having sex four times in a windmill. So why would you
think? And she probably also knows how this plays out.
Exactly.
Everything's put on you when you come out with that, and
what makes you different?
Bullseye on your back.
Like, what makes her different from any situation beforehand? Like, we all know that he is the guy, you know, that is very open about his sexuality. So, you know, why does it change now that, you know, she is on the show? Like, she had to know that he was going to want to sleep with other girls, or have that thought at least in his head.
And especially with the season before with Hannah, like, you knew he was intimate. And that was something big at the end of the show. And
they made such a big deal out of it.
You knew it was going to happen. Like, it was going to happen when he got down to the final three. Maybe not with all of them, but at least one. Because, unless he knew for sure it was going to be Madison and he kept that for her. But you just don't. You know, but you don't know. Because this is how the show goes. Most seasons we see it happen. We see that all unfold, but it's something she signed up for. And I feel bad for her, but at the same time, she knew. She knew this was, like, going to happen, and I hope they figure it out. We see at the end of the episode that Peter and her are talking, and she walks away. So I'm very curious if she walks away for good. Is she walking away from the situation, like, that date in general?
I think it's the date. I don't think that they're going to stay there. I don't think that he's going to give her the card. I think she leaves and she's ending the date there.
Well, they also show the rose ceremony in the previews, and it looks like there's only two. I'm sure that's edited and that she arrives sooner or later, but there is only one rose. But also, then again, that could be edited, and it's just he already gave one rose and then there's one left, which I'm sure that is. But we go into sort of predictions and how we think this will unfold. And a couple weeks ago, you said that Madison would leave the show because of this whole drama, and that she doesn't see maybe why Peter was intimate with these other girls. And she leaves, and Peter chases after her. And then the mom's like, get our girl back. And we saw the mom sort of fall in love with Madison earlier in the season when they had that date together in, I believe it was, Peter's backyard, and they definitely, she grew an attachment to their family, and I think that that's Peter going to get her back, and his mom wants her to get her back, and you made that prediction a couple weeks ago, and I think I'm sticking to that. I think you were right.
After watching this preview, I believe it even more. Like, seeing it unfolds, we got a little bit more details. I truly think Like, you just said that you think she's going to eventually show up to the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. I don't think she is. I think she's going to go home without saying goodbye to him, or she may actually say goodbye to him, and that's her getting in the car. Mm-hmm. But I think she's going to choose to leave, and I think that when Chris Harrison tells him that big news, it's going to be that, you know, she left and she's not coming back.
Yeah,
and
that's what I think.
I think it's going to be kind of like a Colton, where now he's going to send after. He's going to send Hannah and Victoria home, and he's going to go talk to his parents and explain what happened. And I think his mom is going to see mm-hmm. what we all saw in this episode, that he's truly in love with her. And they're going to tell him, you know, you need to go get mm-hmm. her. Like, why are you going to let that be what's going to get in the way?
Well, if that's the case, I'm curious if Madison makes it home, or if she will stick in the hotel like we did see with Cassie. And so I'm very curious if she makes it out of the country and back to the United States, or if she's just sitting in the hotel and Peter goes back.
Well, they did say it's nothing like we've seen before. So mm-hmm. part of me thinks that she's going to go home, and this is going to prolong Maybe. Into the finale episode.
I think I said that weeks ago, that I think that it's not going to end in the finale, yes. that there will be the engagement at the After the Final Rose, our podcast name. So I think that that's where it's going to end. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to bring in my college friends, Jaden Becker and Jackson Lawrence, to talk about their predictions and who they think is going to end up with Peter at the end. So when we get back, I'm going to start off with Jackson and see who he thinks will be with Peter at the end. And also we'll talk about possibly who will be the next Bachelorette. So you won't want to miss that.
So before I go ahead with my prediction, my only question to this is, you know, going back looking at week one, do you think it was a plan to have Madison on the date with Peter's family, I mean, the whole time? Or was that something that was just pure out of luck?
Ooh, that's a good question. See, the only reason why I don't think it was planned is because it was the first episode, so I don't know if they knew at that point that she would end up being the one in the end. The only way I could see them doing that is if they did this date at maybe a different time and then threw it in at the beginning, which wouldn't surprise me.
No, I don't think that's a surprise at all. And also, like, going to think back at the planning, like, how much of this is actually them getting to know Peter before the show actually starts? That's another, you know, question that I know some people have, but also the editing as well. Obviously, we know that they have most of the show shot already. So, you know, who are we not to say that that wasn't later in the season when, you know, the relationship has already progressed and then they said, hey, we're going to put this in the first episode. So I don't know if that was something that was, you know, planned or not.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because this season has truly shown just the way that the producers have been meddling and getting involved. Like, usually it's not this obvious that they're planning everything, and this season it's just been very blatant to everyone. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was something that was planned out ahead of time.
And yeah, and that just goes back to the whole Chase Rice thing, and you know how that was played out. I think that was something obviously the producers had control over, but
absolutely,
you know. Okay, so going into my prediction now, this is kind of a hot take. I don't know, you know, if Madison is the one, just because, you know, I honestly think that she deserves better, and she might figure that out. Who knows? But, and I also don't think Hannah Ann or Victoria could be the one as well. You know, I'd say that at the end of the show, I don't think either will any of them will initially be with Peter. But I think there is that still chance that, you know, he could be with Hannah Brown, which is, I know, a very hot take, but
I hope not.
That would just be a mess. But I just don't see anything right now with being any of those three.
So, Jackson, I want to ask you, who do you think is going to be the next Bachelorette then? Do you think it's going to be somebody from this season or prior season?
Yeah, I think that this year they'll stick with the going with the past, so they pick a Bachelorette from the last season. I think that, you know, Kelsey could be a favorite just because of how attached she was to Peter. And that was, you know, that's like a common pattern we've seen, especially with Peter and Hannah Ann last year and how close they were together. And, you know, they were almost at that mark. So I think that's what the producers are really looking for. I don't know. I think the age with Hannah Ann and Madison could be an issue. So I'm not so sure if they're, you know, exactly ready to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah, I could see that.
Now I turn it over to you, Jaden. Who do you think, I know your take is hot on this one, but who do you think Peter ends up with? And then who do you think will be the next Bachelorette?
Well, coming from a personal perspective, I am new to the Bachelorette. New to the Bachelor. And well, to the whole ABC series. So I'm getting adjusted and, you know, watching this season through, noticing a lot of trends. And what I know is that this is a game. You know, at the end of the day, this is a game. It's a game show that we all fall in love with. And I've fallen in love with just watching it. And the Victoria is playing the game. And she's playing the game really, really well. You know, I think she knows the system. You know, she understands Peter to a point where she looks at him and knows how he reacts. So she might cry a little bit, you know, she might act upset, you know, be a little bit pouty. And I think she knows that Peter just loves playing the game, right? He's a dog going for the meat, you know. He's going for the bone. He's trying his best to appease her and do what she wants, and it's falling into her trap. So I think Victoria is doing a great job with that, and Madison has her own trap of her own, you know, and playing the virginity card. And it's like, you know, she doesn't feel that he's, at the end of the day, it is an ultimatum, you know, and Victoria said it herself that, she's given him an ultimatum, but she's also playing the game. Hannah Ann, at the end of the day, is not doing that. You know, she's going on these dates, and it's great, you know, they're having a good time, and always starting the show with her, you know, making the fans happy and everything like that. But at the same time, she's not giving the entertainment value that I think she's getting from both Victoria and Madison.
So do you think it's going to be Victoria in the end with Peter?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Victoria in the end with Peter. Because
what?
Yes, I genuinely do. I really do. Madison, I think, one, she's too young. Two, her background is just not right. It's just not right for him. You know, and I honestly hope for her sake that she don't end up with Peter, you know, for her sake, because I wouldn't see a girl like that's life get ruined by some guy that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Peter's a nice guy, you know, he's not great, you know. I think that scar gives him a lot of character that he didn't have before, if you know what I'm saying, right? He's a little bit bland, and he's a very, I hate to use the word interesting because I don't think it shows enough. Let me think of a better word. He's a very, I can't think of the right word. Peter is a bachelor that a lot of people look at because they don't know what's coming next from him, right? But at the same time, everyone feels like they can, oh, he's going to do this, oh, he's going to do that, oh, he's going to fall right into her lap. Oh.
But he doesn't.
Exactly. Exactly. He's playing the game, you know, and he's very articulate with his words. You know, he knows exactly what he's going to say to the girls, you know, because he at the end of the day, he knows what he wants. Right? Mm-hmm. He knows what he wants. And I think my mom said it best herself, you know, like the way that he acts and he has like these manners and stuff like that. Like he only kisses girls open mouth if he really likes them, you know, and he's always picking up the girls, you know, he's always wrapping the girls around his waist because that's just the thing that he likes to do with the girls that he likes. And one thing I noticed about the dates recently is that he went on the more romantic dates with Hannah Ann and Victoria, but went more on a, I guess we call it adventurous date. You know, like I guess adventurous is also with the jet ski, but at the same time, you're climbing that tower. And Dante mentioned earlier the pit in his stomach that he felt watching it. And I can only think about the pit in the stomach that Madison felt because it's like, damn, like not only sloppy seconds, but was it trashy thirds? Is that the right term there? Like, I'm the third one, and you already slept with both of them? Are you kidding me? And I think ABC did a great job shooting I think you guys talking about it earlier, shooting the actual shot of the day after, and even with Hannah Ann, you know, pressed up on the glass and stuff like that, because it gives you the innuendo might be the right word there. It gives you the idea of what's going on, especially with Victoria the night after. Oh my God, you know, might as well just show it. Am I right?
So after all of that, who do you think will be the next Bachelorette? Do you think any of these three girls?
Victoria, I think she's going to win. Hannah Ann, I think she's too young. But I think Madison could make a great storyline, and a lot of people probably disagree with that, you know, to a point, because obviously everything that she went through now with Peter. But who wouldn't want to come back and watch that, you know? And then she has such credentials with, you know, the Auburn connection, as we saw last episode, brought on Charles Barkley, you know, but, and what's it called, the coach for Auburn. And she brought a great entertainment value to the show. And obviously, even watching the show tonight, you know, having the walk off, you know, I wish that is probably going to be her last appearance. If not, probably not going to see her again. At the end of that, maybe at the end of the season. But if she's not the one for Peter, and I really hope she's not the one for Peter, put her on The Bachelorette. She's going to have 20 whatever other guys to pick from, and hopefully one of them is also has the same morals as her. So she does find the right guy, because in my opinion, I think she's the best one out of all of them. Like if I'm the Bachelor, she's the one that I'm going to go after, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I think. And I think that's what a lot of people feel like at home, but Peter's just a different cat, you know? So Peter's, I think, is going to go after Victoria. But the next Bachelorette, if it's Madison, I think a lot of people would be happy to see that.
So then I have a question for all three of you. So do you think, if you were the Bachelor and you were put in this position, if you truly came on this show to get married and find the love of your life, and the girl that you think is the love of your life comes to you and says and gives you this whole, you know, ultimatum in the story, you have two options. You either choose the other girls because mm-hmm. you're choosing sex, or you let them all go and you choose the girl that you came on the show to get married for, not to have sex with. So do you go with the girl because you know, that was the main goal of this show? Or, like you were saying before, do you play the game and just choose maybe one of the other girls because they don't give you that ultimatum?
Well, Peter obviously chose sex. I think at the end of the day, we could all say that, because yep. he did. He did. He chose the sex. And I think we all saw the smile on his face before Hannah and Victoria. Oh, he's ready to go. You know, he's all excited. He's like, I think he said it both to both of them. He's like, oh, I'm really having a good time right now. You know, I'm really excited because he knows what's coming, right? But then again, there's that entertainment value that comes with the show at the same time, because, you know, you got to appease the producers and yada, yada at the end of the day. If you're on the show and you're looking for love, and yeah, I think you have to put into account the feelings of all people. But then at the same time, you not only that this is the exact dilemma that Peter's feeling, you know, I think they were trying to describe throughout the show, is that, you know, at one point he wants to be fair to Madison and say, OK, I understand that. But at the same time, you also have to be fair to everybody else. If I was in his shoes, and if I was the Bachelor, damn, I think I would spread it out. I would spread it out, because it's way too fast for me. And I know it's a show. It's a show, but it's back to back to back. It's like, it literally, instead of, it's not even sloppy seconds. It's trashy thirds. You know, I think 100% was intentional to have both the people that obviously aren't celibate go first, and then have Madison at the end, and then create that drama. And 100% was intentional. Had to be.
Yeah, Jaden, I like the point you make about the producers. And at this point, I think Bachelor Nation is divided, because you look at, you know, the producers, they look at this in this season we've seen. They want the drama, right? But mm-hmm. is that really what the people at home want? Do they want to see the
drama?
I think
so, 100%.
Or do they want to see someone actually fall in love?
I think they want to see the drama.
I think that's the decision that, you know, the producers have made this year, is that they want to see the drama.
Yeah.
And, you know, people at home are divided because they don't know if they want to see the drama or if they want to see Peter actually fall in love. And I think it comes back to a maturity thing. Peter's 27. Yeah. Madison's 23. But obviously, we know who wants what, right?
I think it depends on the Bachelor, like who the Bachelor is. And Peter, you know, I think a lot of people say he isn't a great Bachelor, but at the same time, you can't take your eyes off the damn TV. You know, can't stop looking at that scar, you know? I think that goes for everybody, but you just can't stop looking at him, because he just brings so much entertainment to the table. It depends on the Bachelor. Maybe a couple seasons ago. And
I don't think it's him bringing the entertainment. I think it's these girls. I think he's dull.
But yes, but at the same time, He knows exactly what he's going to say.
Exactly.
He knows exactly. He's playing the game with all of them.
He's playing the game. That's why I don't think, you know, Victoria is the one. But, Jaden, you bring up a good point, because, you know,
I think she's because she's playing the game best.
Well, you look at their personalities, and they kind of match up. You know, they really don't know what they want. And
good point.
It's
good point. Does Peter really know what he wants?
I mean, you're all –
Well, that's right, and that's the point that I was trying to make is – Peter, it's really hard now to tell. Did Peter really go on this show to find the woman he's going to marry? Or was it maybe just to be a part of this whole franchise and to end up, you know, which I think his hopes was this eligible bachelor, which turned into everyone hating him. But now we're all questioning, you know, is he really here for what the show is supposed to be all about?
And I think he was expecting to have fun, right? He thought this was going to be a lot easier than it has shown that it has been. And I think that's taken a toll on, you know, his character and his maturity as well.
I wanted to thank Jaden and Jackson for talking this week. Brought a couple of different perspectives and a lot more energy to the show that I think we needed. And we had a lot of good conversation, and we talked things that maybe we didn't think about. And we're getting down to it. It's almost over, and Peter might be walking away with this with a fiance. I hope so. I can't do another season like this where nobody ends up engaged at the end. This would actually be, I mean, I guess it depends on how you count Hannah, because she got engaged but she didn't end up with anybody at the end, and then Colton didn't get engaged at all and still isn't engaged, actually. So I'm very curious to see how this all unfolds and who Peter chooses to be his wife at the end of this.
Yeah, I'm excited to discuss Women Tell All as well next week.
Of course.
And I will be I'm very curious to see if the rumor is true that Kelly was not invited to the Women Tell All, and actually would love to know the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very curious if production will even will come out with a statement about it, because I think a lot of people are going to be wondering, because a lot of people love Kelly. A lot of people love her and wanted her to be the next Bachelorette, and I think if this is true, that's definitely out of the water.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I don't think she would have a chance at being the next Bachelorette. But that wraps it up here on After the Final Rose. Thank you, Jaden, and thank you, Jackson, for coming on this week. But if you have not already, please follow us on Instagram at @ATFR_podcast. And also check us out on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as other podcast streaming platforms. So thank you so much for listening. And we have 2 weeks left of The Bachelor, and I think we're going to have some great episodes coming up. So make sure you tune in every week, likely coming an episode being uploaded on either a Tuesday or Wednesday. It just depends on, with my schedule at least, recording these episodes. So definitely tune in. And we're excited to finish off this season.
Yeah, hopefully next week we'll have another guest for you guys as well.
Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. Thank you.